You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy May 2nd, theater lovers. I'm Mark Pikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Lawrence Hart was born today in 1897. His tart, witty lyrics helped define sophistication in 20s and 30s musicals. Name a standard you love, and if Harold Arlen didn't write it, Lawrence Hart did. Franchot Tone and Wendy Hiller pondered A Moon for the Misbegotten at New York's Bijou Theater in 1957. The Eugene O'Neill drama ran just 68 performances and wouldn't find lasting success until a 1973 revival starring Jason Robards and Colleen Dewhurst. A year after Home Sweet Homer opened and closed on the same night, Yul Brynner returned to Broadway in 1977 with the revival of The King and I at the Eurus Theater. Constance Towers played Anna, and Angela Lansbury stepped in for 2 weeks when Towers went on vacation. There were Louis, and there was George, in 1986 when Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine opened Sunday in the Park with George at the Booth Theater. The show, which brings the famous Seurat painting to life, starred Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters, and would win the Pulitzer Prize for drama. 2001 found a lush revival of 42nd Street, opening on the revitalized titular thoroughfare at the Ford Center, now the Lyric, and went on to win the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee opened its Circle in the Square in 2005 after a long rise from off-off-Broadway to regional theater to off-Broadway. The musical, with a score by William Finn, would run for over 1,000 performances, closing in 2008. For more theater history, visit Playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.